Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. And, of course, our friends at My Computer Career, training for a better life. Sean McVay will be joining us in a moment, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Sean McVay, head coach of your Los Angeles Rams, joins us here. Coach, let me ask you a question. I know you've been watching a lot of stuff, and I know you're getting ready for your virtual programs and all that stuff. But, you know, you were telling us earlier you were watching Tiger King and Game of Thrones. Have you watched any of the Jordan documentary yet?
Oh, absolutely. You kidding me? I'm waiting for Sunday at 6 o'clock every week right now. It's I've loved it. It's I was a huge Jordan fan growing up. My mom used to take me to go get sneakers, and she had to tell the people when I was probably 7 or 8 years old, he won't wear anything but Jordan. So yes, I'm glad you asked, George. I've had swag for a while.
What have you made of it? Because there's a lot of things there that, you know, obviously are not always flattering about him, but he's talking about him openly. I feel like it's been really interesting for those of us who lived through it, but also educational, I guess, for some that maybe weren't around back then.
Yeah, no question. We actually talked to our group, our team last week about, you know, in honor Don Shula, but then also some of the stuff that you're getting, really an inside look at the mindset of a champion. And I think Michael Jordan epitomizes that, as did Don Shula. So we talked about some consistencies in both those guys. But I think there's a lot of strength in the vulnerability to be able to address some of the things that maybe could be looked at as a negative. I think that shows strength on his part. And, I mean, you just talk about just the mental toughness, the resilience, the ability to focus and concentrate. I mean, it's really – I've really enjoyed it.
Sean, did you ever get a chance to meet Coach Shula through your grandfather? Maybe I know he competed against him.
I did. You know, so our outside linebacker coach, Chris Shula, he and I played together at Miami of Ohio. And he and I have been really close for a while. So I've gotten to know, his family. It's such a special family.
That's right.
But, then when you really dig in and you hear the way that Coach Shula was revered and the way he treated people and the consistency and the character that he operated with, I feel fortunate to have known him. And he was great to me, and he's a great man. And he was obviously a very special coach as well.
You know, I forgot that Chris is on your staff. So, yeah, of course that you would have known the family. Certainly so. Now, let me ask you a question about one more thing, and then we can get into some football stuff. Where are you on Game of Thrones right now? Because last time we spoke to you, about a month or so ago, you were starting season 3. Where are you right now?
Yeah, you know what? It's been at a halt after that wedding and just everybody good getting just smashed off. I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I can handle this show.
Well, but that's all I wanted to know. If you saw the red wedding,
that was the red wedding was enough to just make me say, I don't know if I have the time to commit to this. I start liking a character, and then the next thing you know, he's gone.
Well, Sean, it's okay. You could take your time. It is one of the seminal moments of the show because no one saw it coming. But it trust me, it still gets better. I'll tell you that. So. Let's talk some football. You got virtual training camp coming up here. If you're not in it already, like, how does that even go, Sean? Like, how do you try to make that happen?
Yeah, the biggest thing, George, is just like you would a meeting, and really our IT, our video departments, they've done such a great job, and really our guys and coaches are pretty functional on all these platforms, whether it's Microsoft Teams, whether it's Zoom. So it's been about as seamless as you could ask for, with the exception of, my first team meeting, I end up sending out the Zoom invite without audio. And other than really my own glitch, it's been really smooth. And it's just like what a meeting setting would be, except for you're not physically present with guys. There's nothing quite like that. But we've talked about really being great above the neck right now, and then the guys having some accountability and being, pros about how they handle their workout programs and regimens based on what they have at their disposal.
How many times has that happened to you where you're just screwing the thing up from a technology standpoint? Be honest with us.
I would say I got a bunch of the glitches out just you know, testing it, whether it was through draft meetings or meetings with the coaches, but there's nothing quite like it. Actually kind of gave everybody a good laugh at what an idiot I am, but you've got 95 people with the coaches, players, you're inviting everybody on this Zoom call, and I must have selected something that you can only access it, you know, through your telephone, but I sent it through an email. It was an absolute nightmare.
Sean McVay, head coach of your Los Angeles Rams, joining us here on the Sedano Show. What was it like during the draft to, like, just do all of that? And is there anything that you guys can take away from the way you did it this year that may help you moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely, George. It was good. You know, the draft process was really smooth because there was such a good unified vision approach. You know, the meetings are really smooth and efficient because everybody's got it where you're kind of just trying to be buttoned up. And I think in a lot of instances, it eliminates a lot of the fluff and some of the stuff that maybe ends up muddying the waters with the evaluation. It was truly a focus and emphasis on the tape and then the character background that our scouts and coaches had done a really nice job with. And it was really seamless. I think in a lot of instances, what you've realized is how efficient we can be if you're maximizing your time. So much of what is at our disposal technology enables us to be remote in these meetings and still be able to see people's faces. So I think we'll implement a lot of these things. There's nothing like when the players come in, that interpersonal interaction. But I think given the circumstances, we've learned a lot about just the efficiency of the day and how much more you can get out of your day by eliminating some of the stuff that really is unnecessary.
Sean McVay joining us here. So in the draft, in that second round, you added more offensive weapons to your disposal. What can you tell us about the young men you drafted there?
Yeah, so two exciting players, George. I think when you look at Cam Akers, got the ability to do really everything that you want from a running back. He can take a handoff out of the dot. He can take it in the offset gun. He's a threat in the screen game, and you know he's got nice natural hands where he can catch the ball away from his body. He's got a great demeanor, too. I mean, so many people, you look at just the legacy of FSU and what that football program's entailed. I mean, when you look at just his production, he's in the company of Warwick Dunn and Cook, and it's going to be fun to be able to work with him. He's got a great demeanor. I think Thomas Brown will do great with him. And then being able to draft Van Jefferson, this guy's wired to separate. He's a coach's kid. Sean Jefferson, his dad, played a long time in the league and is now coaching for the Jets, and he looks like it. I mean, a polished player that can play inside, play outside. I mean, the football just makes sense to him when you watch him play, and we're really excited about both those guys.
Sean, we had this discussion during the draft. I was, you know, kind of going back and forth with the audience and, you know, different guests and whatnot. I'm a person that believes that you draft the best player available on the board. That I don't believe you necessarily draft for need. I think the best coaches can fit it all in and try to make it work. Where are you on that as far as need versus best player on the board?
Yeah, I think here's what I would say. Sometimes it's hard to say, okay, how do you really compare the way that you evaluate an offensive lineman and a back? I think you want to make sure that you see these players as, you know, when you're talking about especially some of those higher picks, quality starters that you come in and they're projecting to be really good. Now, as far as if you've got a loaded room, you know, does it make sense? Usually I think it's a little bit of a combination of both, but you don't ever want to reach for a need is the best way I would put it. You know, you want to address things while also taking quality players. And, you know, it's such an evolving, you know, puzzle that you're trying to put together as you build the roster and you know, complement the skill sets of the players that are already in place. But I don't ever think you want to reach for a need, but I do think that you might lean more towards a need if you have two players of different positions that you have evaluated as quality starters that project well in this league.
Sean, how do you feel your offensive line will fare coming into this season? They struggled a little bit. There were a lot of injuries, but towards the end, I felt like there was some gelling going on. How do you feel about them moving forward right now?
Yeah, just like you said, George, I think there was a lot of growing pains. There was a lot of things where you're moving guys in and out. We're playing with some guys that were starting games that weren't with us until midway through the season. There wasn't a whole lot of continuity. You know, Whitworth was really the only player that stayed healthy and was a consistent part throughout as far as being at that left tackle spot. So A lot of young guys. I think, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to maximize those reps that hopefully we'll get in training camp. They're doing a great job in their meetings, staying engaged. And, you know, I'm very optimistic about the growth that we'll see from a lot of those players that got some quality reps as we move forward into this season.
Couple more with Sean McVay, the head coach of your Los Angeles Rams. Speaking of growth with Jared, you know, interceptions were up and TD passes, completion percentage, et cetera, were down compared to the previous season. What does he need to do to play at a more elite level moving forward?
Well, I think it's like anything. You know, you always want to make great decisions. You want to play with the timing and rhythm of the play, and you want to throw the ball with accuracy. But if you can continue to stack blocks with just good decisions, he's seeing the field well. I thought he finished the season really well. You know, the stats are what they are. I think, you know, that's more of a reflection of not all of us doing the best that we can. And certainly I'm a part of that. Jared's a part of that. But it's about the other 10 around him as well. What I was encouraged with, George, is that while it wasn't exactly up to the standards that we have for our offense, I was pleased with the finish. I thought playing some really good defenses down the stretch. When you look at Arizona, was the team he played twice that was getting better and better. You played Seattle, you played San Fran. You know, you had some good offensive outputs with Jared leading the way, and I think we just expect him to use his experiences as a chance to grow, make sure we're always learning, and continue to become an extension of the coaching staff.
I know you mentioned that clearly all 10 matter there and around him, and you're 100% right about that, but as you've looked back at last season, like, how would you explain some of the, I guess, struggles that he may have had at times during the season?
Yeah, what I would say is, you know, there's so many things going on for the quarterback that, I mean, I could talk to you about a play for probably 20 minutes. And, you know, there's 65 to 70 shots you're getting. And you know, if you're just balanced, I mean, you're talking about 35 opportunities where, you know, he's throwing the football and there's a lot of things that are going on from a decision-making, from a timing and rhythm. I really do believe this, George. I think it was a reflection of everybody can be a little bit better. And I think it's important, number one, that I do a better job of evaluating our identity, staying in alignment with that, making sure that we have answers at our disposal that doesn't allow people to feel like they can lock into throwing it or running it. And, I am confident that we'll do a much better job collectively, and I think you'll see Jared's progress on the field as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, you certainly have all the weapons now at your disposal, including some of the young guys that we talked about. With the schedule that was just released, there's a lot of predictions. You know how this all works, right? Everybody in my business makes predictions.
Oh, yeah.
Your division, clearly the toughest in the sport right now. A lot of people, though, have you last in the division, even though they may have you at 500 or even with a winning record. What is it like for you to kind of be the underdog right now?
You know what? I would say this. Once the season starts, you know, the narratives change. You know, we're just going to keep our head down, focus on what we can control. That's getting better right now. I love the fact that our division's competitive. It makes you better as a competitor. That's what you thrive on. You know, really, until the games are played, none of it really means anything. You know, there was a lot of positives a year ago about us, and we didn't live up to those expectations. But I think we got the pen. We write our own story, and I can't wait to do that this year, George.
Last one for you here. Sean McVay with us here, and always thankful for his time. I mentioned earlier about the virtual offseason. I've read that you could have some guests. Maybe Doc Rivers could be stopping by. There's the potential for maybe Dave Roberts. Like, who are some of the guests that you've lined up for some of this stuff?
Yeah, so Doc, so, you know, we've only been going, this is the start of our third week, so we had Doc come and speak to the team our first week, and then last week we didn't have anybody, but Doc was awesome. I mean, you talk about the epitome of a leader and a guy that's steady, consistent, cares about his players, but man, what a command and what an impressive guy that I've learned a lot from. He had our players locked in for a full hour. It made me realize, man, I got to step my game up and get on his level, but he was outstanding.
He is great. And look, he's got that broadcasting background, Sean. Like, I know you did some ESPN this past year, but you know, that's what it is. Like, I'm not trying to boot you out, but you should keep doing the broadcasting stuff in between. Hopefully you're making deep runs and you don't need to, but that's what it is. Don't knock my profession, buddy. We can help you out a little bit.
I love it. Hey, you're not going to get me knocking anybody on that, man. I got a lot of respect for what you guys do and the consistency at which you operate. And then you can feel Doc's background. He is an educator and an entertainer, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he's great, man. Sean, you're great too, brother. Thank you so much for always making time for us, man. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Always happy to come on with you, George.
Take care, brother. There you go. Sean McVay, head coach of your Los Angeles Rams, with us there.